The most debated was a proposal seeking to shift recent hires into a 401k-style plan or the new cash balance option, thus eliminating the traditional pension plan for new state employees. Under the cash balance plan, a hybrid of the two existing retirement options, the investment plan and the pension plan, employees are expected to receive a guaranteed minimum 2% rate of return on their contributions, with employers bearing the risk. Several lawmakers on the panel raised concerns, with some calling the proposal risky. Lawmakers are awaiting the results of a study expected to outline the feasibility of Florida enacting such a plan that could take several weeks to a month. Not knowing the results particularly alarmed Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala.
I really am taken aback by how you would want us to start voting on a bill where, although you may understand and you may believe in your heart, and I know you believe in your heart, that this is the right thing for our future, but we don't have any numbers, any actuarial study to show us that. And we're sort of in the blind on this thing.
Trilby Republican and Senate Community Affairs Chairman Wilton Simpson, who's heading the Senate pension reform effort, says while he will work to make sure the bill has the necessary information before it goes to the Senate Budget Committee, he maintains the measure shouldn't be slowed down because the state's retirement system needs a fix.
So I would say that this bill is an introduction bill. It's a bill now that we can gather more information on. We are desperately waiting that study. There's not a person in this room that wants that study more than I do, because that will give us the road and the roadmap to go down.
Simpson's proposal also exempts special risk employees like police and firefighters from the change, but he says he's awaiting the results of the study to see if that's even possible. Meanwhile, Florida Professional Firefighters Association President Jim Tully says for now he opposes the bill because not only is there no study, but the bill also doesn't cover all employees who work for fire departments.
And I think the bill includes special risk to a certain extent, as well as many of our members are not in special risk. So I think we're included and excluded. And I think we need the study to make a sound decision on how we move forward.
Still, the committee narrowly agreed 5-4 to make the proposal a committee bill, with Latvala joining Democrats in opposing the bill. The panel also advanced a bill that creates a trust fund for the new cash balance plan and another that defaults all employees, current and new, into what's called a deferred compensation program, where employees make less than $60,000 contribute up to 2% of their pay on top of their current contribution, and the employer matches the 2% contribution. Those making over $60,000 are limited to $1,200 a year. The current default is the traditional pension plan where most state employees are enrolled. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.